One of the most beautiful passages found in the Bible is in John 14, beginning in verse 1, and it's in the words of Jesus himself. Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." You know, it's amazing how many times in the Bible Jesus says something like, "Fear not," or "Let not your heart be troubled." And for some people, when they start to notice it, it comes as a bit of a surprise because that's not the picture of God they're accustomed to. The God they've always heard about is trying his level best to keep people out of the kingdom of heaven. He's always looking for some excuse to deny them entrance. But take a careful look at the words of Jesus in this passage, and you'll see that nothing could be further from the truth. Would a God who isn't interested in having you around build many mansions? That doesn't sound like someone who isn't planning on a lot of company. In fact, by the way this passage reads, it sounds like God is making space for an awful lot of people. In the book of Revelation, John saw a crowd so big that it couldn't be numbered. God's deepest desire is to have you join him in his kingdom. If that wasn't true, I somehow doubt that we'd even have a copy of the Bible, because this is basically a roadmap to restoring our broken relationship with the Creator. God inspires this book, he keeps us very well informed as to what's going on behind the scenes, and then he gives his only son as a sacrifice for sin. That's not the way that an angry, severe God of wrath who hates the human race would behave. Those are the actions of a God who is working overtime to give you every opportunity imaginable. Far too often, I meet Christians who still have this gnawing doubt about God's real intentions toward them. They know the Bible is true, and they believe that Jesus is absolutely real. What they struggle with is whether or not they're ever going to qualify. And to those people today, right now, let me repeat the words of Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. Allow yourself to believe. Give yourself permission to take the words of Jesus at face value. Let them sink in and realize that God knew you'd be reading this passage right now today. And even though the world has billions of people, he intended this passage especially for you. And you know, those who choose to believe what Jesus says are finding out that it's just a better way to live.